I gave a schmooze this morning to the high school, talked about the concept of appreciating our brachas, and I quoted the sefer here, Oros HaChaim from Rav Zaitchik. He said, appreciate the fact that we're alive, that we can see, that we have hands. And one of the things that he also mentions, which I did not mention this morning, is that we should appreciate that we have Gedolei HaDor and Manhigei HaDor. We have to realize that Torah is only able to continue and blossom if we have the Manhigim and Talmidim and Tzibilas to show us, to teach us. And recently I was looking at another sefer, a certain God I don't want to mention, one of the Gedolei HaDor of the previous generation. And the person who put out the sefer was writing that regretfully the Mechaber, who was a known Gedolei HaDor, was not zoicha to Talmidim and Mamshech in his derech, and therefore his derech was in a certain sense lost. And therefore it's a tremendous bracha that we feel, especially I feel as a Talmud of the Yeshiva Letzal, I think we all should feel as Talmidim and Talmidei Talmidim, that the derech of the Yeshiva, which comes from Salvaka, from Radin, has a kiyum, continuing ad hayayim. And a large credit to that is that the Yeshiva Letzal was Zeuche, Bimaimid Talmidim, Choshuva Talmidim, especially the Rosh Yeshiva of David Harris, Shlita, who's here with us, and he, together with the Rest on Hoa in Queens, is Zeuche to keep the Derech going, to keep the Yeshiva going, to keep the same Derech HaMusar, same Derech HaLearning, and to be Maimid Talmidim, which is Me'ezrus Baruch Hashem Zeuche Mizaka also. It was a pleasure for me to call and pass to hear a few, some from Rav Yeshiva, Rav David Harris.
Thank for the very, very warm words. The Shiva. And there's a chosen privilege to be here, look around, see Kanei Nahara, Talmidim, high school Talmidim, Beis Medrash Talmidim, Zoche to learn. Such fond memories being together with the Rosh Yeshiva. I was still in the yeshiva before I left for my first venture almost 50 years ago. Rabbi Zaban, Rabbi Nyman, Rabbi Park, I think maybe he was in elementary school at that point. But remember and being together in Siachis, but I was in, tell you a story, just flew into my head about Rabbi Zaban. I was finishing Kollel and I was above Metzia, and I had worked in a chabura to say, I wanted to answer one of Naftali Trump's questions on a piece of Magbiya Matila Chaveiro. And, these young smart fellows, Rabbi Gumblat, Rabbi Luban, they were learning with chabrusa. Pretty good, two smart fellows in the platchier. Let me go over and see, tell them over the sugya. So I go, I say, I want to discuss a granat in Bamatsiya, Magmatsiya. So I start, we know the granat, they did granat in Bakiyas. That was Rabbi Luban and Rabbi Gumbach learning the Chavusa when I was leaving Yeshiva. So the whole Chabur, probably, I don't remember all the attacks they had, I'm sure they had a bunch of kashas in the attack. But kids are my voice, it's such as a chus you have to learn in Yeshiva, such tremendous Tamid Chachamim. Mechanchim, they care for you, develop you. It's very, very, talk on the way from the car, but how to feel good about ourselves, realize that what we're doing, what we're accomplishing. I was telling them we have to step back. We have 7 billion people on this planet, and a handful of Jews, a handful. And from the handful of Jews, a handful should be a handful of Zoche, the exposure to Torah, to learn Torah. We should really, in reality, unfortunately, it's our chapsos that we take live life day in and day out. The blessing, we should be every day singing from the dancing from the rafters, explosively happy. Baruch Hashem, Hashem has chosen us, His people has chosen Ayadu Zuchus, Tvashkocha Protis, through thousands of years of exile, be able to learn the same Abayim and Rodo from 2,000 years ago. We're hacking on Pshat in the Tosas of Kivager. What the flows, what Chesed Hashem, opportunity to realize what Torah is. But we look at ourselves, whoa, we're so distant, so far away. There's a very interesting, in this past week, Parsha Yisro, this print. One second. The Pasuk says, the two sons of Moshe Rabbeinu, the very beginning of the Parsha, the name of the first one is Gershon, Shem Echad Eliezer. So the Rabbi Bechai points out, the simple thing, the first one was Gershon, Shem Hashem. This pastor calls the second one Shem Echad Eliezer. He asks, why do we call Shem Echad? He says, Al Pipshah, and he says, Al Derechem, he quotes a Medrash. B'shem Echad Eliezer, Omar Rabbi Yosi Bechanina. When B'shor Shor Moshe Ulamorah, Moshe went up to Shemayim, he saw the boy who was doing the parshas Poraduma. This is obviously a secret in this Medrash, we can't begin to fathom. But Rabbi Nechem Bechai brings it, we're supposed to take the simple lessons from it. Saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Osek Nesugya Parshas Poraduma, but Omer Halocha Mishmosh Rabbi Lezer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was quoting the Tana Rebbe Lezer. Egla Rufa Bashanoso Paraduma Bashtei Shonim. What age is appropriate for Paraduma? Omar Lefon, Moshe Olam, Moshe Mehat Hashem Akasha. Kayon Vitachtun Shochu. You're the Sholei of the whole world, Hashem. Ata Omar Lecha Mishmosho Bosef Adam. You're quoting a human being? Amar Hashem answered him, Osir tzadikecha lamod bolomi velezer shemol fosir lasnik v'pradumo techilo v'omer t'egla v'ashnos t'poro v'shnayim v'shnayim. Amar lefonov, Moshe responded, Ribono shel olam yirotzom v'vanecha yimecholotzai. I want a chelek, Moshe Rabbeinu said, in Eliezer. It should be for me, for my loins should come Eliezer. Omar Leshem answered, Chayecho, Shemechalatecho, Shinema, Vishem Echo Eliezer, Vishem Osam Yuchad Eliezer. The Pasuk is being Marames, Shem Echo, them Yuchad, that unique person, Eliezer. The Pasuk is Apipshad, of course, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu's son, but Apidrash, Ma'ayin Panam Ator, Shem Echo, is a Yuchad Eliezer. Stop to think about the gap between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe Lezer. Lezer was a great Tana. How many generations? I remember, I said this many years ago, I think it was in the range of 30 generations between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Dordea and Rebbe Lezer, the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva. Chazal tell us that two generations goes from Novi to Chamor. Mara says, if one generation is angels, next generation is Bnei Adam. And the Bnei Adam, next generation is Chamor. The gap, the Alter uses this numerous times. The gap between two generations is the gap between a donkey and an angel. That's the Yurida of Doros. 30 Doros. Rebbe Lezer is so far from the early Tanoim, and so much further from the early Nevi'im, and from the latest Nevi'im, and so on back, and Darga Chadaga, Madrega Chamadrega. Rebbe Lezer's Torah is choshev and meaningful and significant. 30 generations earlier, it registered. Moshe Rabbeinu wants a chelek in that, and that's recorded in the Torah. We have to realize our Torah. Think back 30 generations from us. 30 generations, maybe time of Rashi, the time of the Torah, the try to make a calculation. 30 generations back. They have a sheikhis. Some, could you imagine, it's beyond our imagination some great Rishon would be interested and would be machshiv, some insight that someone of us would say in learning. We have to realize that. It hit me afterwards, I was thinking of saying this, and it hit me because I was thinking that there's a very famous of Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim. Chaim Volozhin, as you well know, was the Talmud Muvuk of Vilna Gaon, the starter, the originator of the Yeshiva movement. It was an incredible sefer, Nefesh HaChaim, which is not for us, but one Chelek Dalet, we can skim and get some things from Chelek Dalet. Shar Dalet, Shar deals with Torah. He discusses the Gemara, the first parak, so those of us who are around in Gittin might remember the Gemara. When Gittin and Davov, there's Machokes and Davov, I think, between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yonason, Pshat, in a story in Tanakh, the Pelegish Begiva. And then the Machokes, what exactly happened by Pelegish Begiva, to Amaroi, Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yosef. And the Gemara relates that Elio came to one of them, I forget which one, the Amora asked Elio Hanavi, what's Hashem doing? He says, he's doing the sugi of Pelegish Begiva. He says, what does Hashem say? What does he say? Hashem says, if Yosef ben Ikach Yomer, Yonason ben Ikach Yomer. Saying over the position of Rav Yosef and the position of Yonason, the two shittas. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, and of course you know Chavos Chaim, like I'm among them, he said, Muchruch, but what he says is that this is not just something that Hashem has his listening, saying over the words of the holy Amora of Yosef, Tana Amora of Yosef, Rav Yonason, those great Tanoim, everyone learning Torah. When we're learning Torah, Hashem is saying over, this is what Yaakov says, this is what Yosef says. And he says, Pshat in the Pasuk, the Dovah Melech says, Tovli Torah's Picha, me Alfez over Kesef. Totally Torah's picho. When a person speaks Torah and learns a sugi, Hashem is speaking Torah. Totally Torah's picho. Torah's picho. When I'm learning Hashem, you're working with me. You're learning the sugi with me. Mabal al Arayan. Not just Rav Yosef and then Rav Yonason. Not these great Amoroim, the Kedusha Shein Kamo. Our Torah, each one of us, has such Kedusha within us, has such power within us, and such significance. Because Baruch Hu is joining in the Sugya. The Sugya, he's doing Basar Mikola, he's doing Ishaskas, he's doing the same Sugyas. All around, Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing so many Sugyas of Avakam all around the country. All Chavetz Chaim branches, and what Lakewood's doing, they're doing the Lakewood Yeshiva. What Lakewood's doing, they're doing the Masech. They're doing the Masech in Chaim Berlin, and me and all the Yeshivas, and Israel, to all the Masechtas. Kodesh Baruch is holding in all the Sugyas together with the Talmidim. We had a publisher in Yeshiva recently, like this Sunday, it was a screaming match, Saint Kamoa battle the face. I had a session Sunday night, guys screaming at the lungs out of it. I've been yelling and screaming. Then about two, Baruch Hashem, I almost lost my voice also in this shouting match. And the kids are Maisa, saying, this is what Yosef is saying, this is what Moshe is saying, to realize that the chashivas, the value, the importance, the significance of the world stands on Torah. Without Torah, there is no world. And the privilege of being able to be mime of the world. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Tetzaveh. The Medrash Rabbah says in Parshas Tetzaveh that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Kohen Gadol. At the beginning of the Tzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu was angling to get the position. Obviously, what means the Kedusha to be able to be to have all this Kohen Gadol. And the way the Feitar explained the Medrash, There's Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm afraid it might cause a little distraction in your teaching Torah. And even though it looked great, here Moshe Rabbeinu, the biggest tzaddik that ever lived, Moshe Rabbeinu is doing the avoda, the kedusha comes, Moshe Rabbeinu does the avoda, but it might be mafriya to some small degree. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sure, at a ganz feine Habamina, that if he can do both, and Moshe Rabbeinu, you realize it would work together with the Torah. But Hashem said it could be a little mafriya, and it would mean bit la'ola. Without Torah, there's no world. And it would look such a great world, Moshe Rabbeinu. But there could be more Amelus and Torah. The Amelus and Torah is what keeps the world going. You have to realize, Rabbi Isai, that opportunities available in yeshiva are Mavel al Arayin. And a person has to understand it's so meaningful to a person. Okay, oh, that's good. That guy, he has the best kasha. He's the best guy in Shia. He has the best kashas. I'm not such a good guy in Shia. And it doesn't come so easily to me. Person has to realize they do what Hashem wants them to do. It's lo yuman ki yusupor the schar. I'm gonna close with one story. My boarding pass is except when I need it. Oh. Maybe it's by shared, I shouldn't tell it to you. Oh! Absalom's professor. Let me see. It had to be here. There's a sefer called Seder Hadoros. Seder Hadoros. Okay. Seder Hadoros is some sefer list every 200 years ago. There's every single Tan and Amora from anywhere, any Yerushalmi, Bavli, anywhere. Tosefta's. You bring down a Tana, or I'm not sure what Tana or the name, and the Yeshua, this page has like 12 different Yeshuas on this page, probably one on the other page. There's one Yeshua ben Elaim. What do we know about Yeshua ben Elaim? He had a chalom, he had a dream. Samach b'levovecha, be rejoiced. She'ato v'nanes hakatzav, moshovo moshovocha began Eden v'chelmo shoven kecha. You and Nanes the butcher are together in Gan Eden. Same chelim. When you all finish this world, you're going to be together with Nanes the butcher. Shenei Rav Yeshua choshev liba omar oily. He woke up. He's oily. The day I was born, you see, Tomit Beiras Koni. I tremendous you as Hashem. Lo Amalti Ela B'Torah. I only was Omel in Torah. Lo Halachi Dalet Hamas Lo Tzitzis Tfilin. I didn't walk to 11,000. How you pay Talmidim? I had 80 Talmidim. V'Achshav now Shkulin Masai B'Torosi in my Katzim. I'm together with a butcher. Shorach the Talmidah of Tedu shall he convert me at Eremuze Hush Ma Maisa Uchaveiru. I want to see my Chavrus is a Gan Eden. We had Horach and Talmidah. The whole story went from city to city trying to find this person. Finally came over. Yeah, we just find the community. Yeah, I know we have Nanas Hakasim in this community. So Yeshua said, sent his Talmidim. That please ask Nanas HaKatzav to come to me, why don't you meet him? They go to Nanas HaKatzav. Mi ano, so what's his response? Mi anochi, mi avosa bi Yisrael, mi shur sholo si. So he said, he wants you to stand up and come to see him. He said, come on, you're telling me a story, it's sheker. I'm not going with you, make a fool of me. Why would the Gol Hador want with me? I'm a simple butcher. They went back to Yeshua and they told him. He doesn't think you want him. It doesn't make sense to him. Omalam Teid, I'm not going and I'll go to him. So now saw him, he fell on his face, fell in front of Yeshua. Omar Yomi Yomayim, a terrorist Israel, boldly de Abdo, says, what is today that the crown of Israel is coming before his servant? Omale, I have a question to ask you. So he said, tell me about your behavior. What do you do? He says, my dear master, I'm a butcher, and I have a father and a mother, Zekanim, older people. They can't get around themselves. Every day I dress them, I feed them, I wash them with my hands. Miyad Omar Yeshua Venoshko Arosho. Yeshua got up, kissed him on his face, Omar lay on his head. Omar Bini Ashrecha Ashre Gorocha. Matovu Manoim Ashre Chelki. We have to understand, Rabbi, that Hashem sees us, he knows each of us is different, each one has his own talents, his own abilities, his own nishonos. Hashem loves each one of us, wants each of us to do our potential. We can't measure ourselves against someone else. And this guy had the greatest kashya, but me, I has that this little step might be more meaningful than all than this guy, the best guy, gets all the recognition, all the chashivas for his kashya. You do what you have to do, what Hashem wants you to do, and opportunities. The chelak Hashem gives out the chalok min al-mabo. Hashem sees the truth, Hashem knows the sincerity and the dedication that's in the heart, and what would try any of us to accomplish. We have to. And we're standing not right before Chodesh Ador and Mab Besimcha. We have to be in constant ecstasy and joy at the opportunity. Hashem is Zakame to be a yeshiva to learn men, to what a mensch is, to learn Musar, Midas, Derech Eretz, how to step and establish the most crucial point in your lives, our boy said. Vision for the future, make the best of this golden opportunity. The Be'ez Hashem, you should go on and buy from the yeshiva everything that your great rabbeim are instilling you with, understanding of a mahalach hachayim. We live such a difficult, confusing world with such distortion. Here the Torah is coming with emes, with truth, providing what is the real story, the real story. The source of emes is the Torah. Everything in the world is such alma de shikra she'en kamo. Baruch Hashem, you Rabbeim have learned Torah, have a Mesorah from Rabbeim, Baruch Hashem, from Shiva Zatzal, who instilled in so many of us a direction and focus and understanding and take advantage that Hashkoch had led you to this very wonderful special yeshiva. Use the time to build for the future. I'm going to stop. Just one little. I'll tell you a family story for 30 seconds to seek of the story. I'm here for one reason. Because why am I able to be Ben Torah? Because in our family history, my grandfather was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania in 1890, 130 years ago, and went to public school. Because he went to yeshiva a few years after he finished high school, public high school, he went to an yeshiva from age 18 to 23, and that's why I'm here. Without that, my grandfather's brothers and sisters, they're all Gentile. I don't have any Jewish blood left from any of them. But certainly there's nobody Torah left from them. No Shom Shabbos. It's all because my grandfather said it clearly, so memorably, by my Sheva Brochus. He said, he thanked Hashem. He was able to find the yeshiva. You're investing in the future. Vision. Try and see what you want your grandchildren, great-grandchildren to look like, and take advantage of the opportunity and be in yeshiva as long as you can. Dedicate yourself to more years of learning, to kolo learning, and Be'ez Hashem, sensitive to Klal Yisrael, be able to help Klal Yisrael in whatever way possible. In Zuchos of Aromas Karatoratu, to get stronger and stronger, Rizorcha, to Mashiach came here, Amen.